News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley. This is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. As we get ready for Independence Day on Friday, AAA Wisconsin says travel will increase by 2.2%. Their spokesperson Pam Moen says this is the travel highlight of the summer.
Of the three summer holidays that AAA tracks each year, Memorial Day, July 4th, and Labor Day, we always see the most number of people travel for July 4th.
In Wisconsin, it's estimated that 765,000 of us will be traveling. Gas prices will likely be slightly higher than a year ago. Sunday was a day of mourning and remembrance at First Presbyterian Church in Wausau. Their former pastor, Stephen Wright, was killed in that car crash Thursday near the Portage-Marathon County line on Highway 34. His vehicle overturned after it hit a tree stump. Wright was pastor at First Presbyterian from 2002 to 2013. He left the church to become president of People First HR Solutions in La Crosse. Several years ago, his sermons were heard here Sunday mornings on WSAU Radio. Wright is survived by a wife and three children, and funeral arrangements are still pending. With the holiday just around the corner, officials are reminding you to be safe with fireworks this season. Take precautions while using them. Wausau Fire Inspector Jeremy Kopp says you should be giving yourself and your firework spectators plenty of room.
You know, it's basically an explosive, and you never really do know exactly what's going to happen. So you want to keep yourself safe and keep everybody that's watching a safe distance away in a safe area.
He recommends placing your fireworks in the backyard a safe distance away from your home and from your neighbor's property as well. The state's Department of Public Instruction is distributing $5 million in aid for school districts with above-average student transportation costs. Their spokesperson, Don Johnson, says these are mostly rural school districts who have had a lot of trouble keeping up with those busing costs.
Rural districts in Wisconsin have higher-than-average transportation costs because they transport kids longer distances, they transport fewer kids, but those kids live in very dispersed areas, and they usually go to one school or two locations.
State law requires that districts provide transportation to public and private school students if they live more than 2 miles away from the school building, and this year 128 districts will be sharing in this transportation funding. Wausau city officials are taking steps now to deal with an estimated $750,000 budget shortfall next year. The unusually large deficit was first reported Sunday by the Wausau Daily Herald. It's based on an internal memo from Finance Director Marianne Grote. The deficit is three times as large as it was at the beginning of the current budget cycle. One reason? The Wausau Center Mall. The city is proposing $755,000 worth of aid over the next 5 years. The city is also facing personnel and benefits increases for city employees. An offshoot of Al-Qaeda says its leader is now the head of all Islam. Sunday, ISIS issued a statement saying all Muslims should pledge allegiance and support to Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. They're saying that he is the new Sifa, the leader of a combined Arab state. They also say Shiite Muslims deserve death as heretics. The Supreme Court will hand down its decision in the Hobby Lobby contraception case. They're scheduled to announce that decision at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. The High Court will rule whether private companies can object to covering birth control in employee health plans because of their owners' religious beliefs. By the way, if you'd like a text alert once that decision comes down, sign up for one by texting the word news to 39327. That's a service of WSAU.com and King's Campers. Let's get this morning's weather with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Warm and muggy once again for this Monday. A good chance of scattered strong storms in the afternoon, especially south of Wausau, a high of 84. For tonight, some scattered strong storms early, especially south of Wausau once again. Then it'll be turning partly cloudy and less humid later on, a low down to 60. On Tuesday, partly to mostly cloudy and cooler, a 60% chance of scattered showers, maybe an isolated storm during the afternoon, high 74. Wednesday, Sunday to partly cloudy with a high of 71. I'm Newsline Eye meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
We have some breaks in the cloud cover. It is a breezy start around central Wisconsin. Chris Conley, WSAU News.